T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Them and sometimes I hate them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they released their 101 top NFL players according to a meticulous set of standards that mm-hmm. they apply. And John Barchard is here from our great Go Birds podcast. How you doing, John?
Great. How you doing this morning?
And nobody does it better than John Barchard. I want to run this by you because I was saying the other day, I watch a football season, and then Pro Football Focus tells me what I missed.
Right, yeah.
All right? And I thought Ruben Frank convinced me that even though Nick Foles was phenomenal at the end of the season, Carson Wentz actually had a better season.
I think that's
statistically.
Fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I know people are going to rely on the old eye test there, but yeah, I think Rube kind of made a great point. And honestly, towards the end there, other than the Texans game, I don't think we gave enough credit to the Eagles' defense, special teams, all that kind of really carried them in Chicago and whatever.
So Pro Football Focus has all these rankings. And needless to say, the highest ranked Eagle was Fletcher Cox by a wide margin.
And it should be.
Fifth best player in the entire league.
Yeah.
Based on, well, how do they know that, John? I know they're not giving you the criteria, but they're looking at hurries, they're looking at sacks, they're looking at how many big plays he makes in the middle of the line.
Yeah, and when you're grading out on like defensive and offensive linemen, I mean, pressures are what they grade on the most. It's, you don't want them if you're an offensive lineman, and obviously if you're getting them as a pass rusher, that's where you're going to grade out higher. So anything that you can do to disrupt the quarterback to kind of move him off his spot is what they value here most of the time with PFF. So, and whatever. I mean, Fletcher Cox was a madhouse. You can't really, I mean, he was so disruptive on every single play that's, I think that's fair.
No argument at all. But Rhea, if you went to the next best Eagle in the past season, Ertz had a phenomenal year, right?
Correct.
Ertz was setting records there for a while.
Correct.
Right? Kelce was amazing in the middle. I thought he had his best year this year.
Right? I thought he was the second best Eagle.
Yeah. I thought he was the second best Eagle. He didn't grade out as the second best Eagle.
No.
In fact, the guy that all I did was bit, I may not know what I'm talking about with football. Did that occur to you at all?
You and I disagree in the second half of the season.
Usually Mondays after the game?
Yeah.
Because the guy that finished second was a guy I ripped all year for not doing enough, Brandon Graham.
Oh.
Brandon Graham was the 50th best player in the NFL this year.
And he, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think it's ridiculous to have Brandon Graham above Zach Ertz. I know people look at that and go like, hey, he just got fed a bunch of targets and caught a bunch of balls, but he's getting open. Like, he's not just...
Those are a lot of big first downs.
Yeah, it's huge.
Brandon's is also hard to quantify.
It is. And that's where it kind of gets very just whoever's looking
it's
at
subjective.
The tape.
Yeah. No, but Graham
70
didn't
pressures
have,
is a lot,
I don't
lot,
have the
though.
Numbers in front of him. He had 70 pressures. Yeah. How many sacks did he have?
Five.
Well,
you know, five over there. Michael Bennett had more production.
If you didn't get to the guy, how do you get credit anyway?
Because that's like, you know, the NFL, and honestly, even if you ask Jim Schwartz, he says, hey, a pressure is as good as a sack. So Brandon Graham is, I thought he had a really sluggish start to the year. And I thought Michael Bennett carried a lot of the defensive end, and so did Chris Long, which I'm both surprised that they didn't get a little bit of a nod here either. But
I was going to that next, because I did. Then I went in to get more research on this. And I found out that Lane Johnson didn't grade out that great at all.
Which is ridiculous.
You know what's really amazing? You're not going to believe this. Lane Johnson graded out lower than Alshon Jeffrey.
They don't play the same position.
But I don't think Alshon should be taking on JJ Watt.
Let me give you the 10 that they graded out. So they did Cox and Graham and Kelce. And then they had, what did I just say, Ertz. Then they had Hicks, Jenkins. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Jenkins has had a great year. Wentz graded out higher than Foles by a lot. Right? He was sixth, and Foles was ninth on the team. Now, that kind of fits what Ruben Frank was telling us yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
And I think if you – listen, what happens is, and especially like we've watched this, we've seen Nick Foles do it twice in the playoffs now, but – the offense really started clicking again right around that Giants game. And I thought, Wentz outperformed Foles in a bunch of different games, except for the Dallas one, which was that kind was of a it. Crazy one. But outside it. Of that, I mean, right. they're pretty much, I mean, at best, you can say that they're even.
All right. One other thing I want to mention then, if what I'm looking at is accurate, I'm overrating Lane Johnson?
Not at all. They're underrating him.
They're underrating.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that he's not on this list at
when
all.
When he okay. was injured, you saw how
right.
terrible that line was.
No,
when
yeah. you got to have him. You
much
have
better.
Brandon Graham, he's a free agent now.
Yeah.
And does this tell me I should be signing him?
You got to reconsider. I think if you're the Eagles, you almost have to yeah. do it because it's – I mean, I know that, you know, Derek Barnett's coming back. You're right. probably going to hang on to Michael Bennett. Chris Long sounds like he's going to come back. Josh Sweat's a big question mark. Brandon Graham has been day in and day out. He's been here ever since. He's been compared to Earl Thomas ever since he's been drafted here. But it is a really lucrative pass rushing market. So,
right.
you know, if you can't re-sign Brandon, and I ultimately think he does come back once he kind of puts his foot out there. But, yeah, the Eagles need Brandon Graham.
All right. There's two other things, John, I'm dealing with internally that are okay. a big issue. Alshon Jeffrey was at the Sixers game Sunday. It kind of ruined my moment.
Why is that?
He dropped the ball.
Will you explain John, to him it John, wasn't Alshon's
John,
fault?
No, John was laughing, but not with me there, Jonesy. He was laughing at me.
He was directly at you.
He did drop the ball, right?
Would we
have won that game if he caught the ball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. They're driving right
sure,
now.
For sure, Al. Yeah.
They would have
right.
done
now
it.
Now we're going to L.A.
Yeah.
The Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins Man. That one?
They do. The Eagles win. Eagles beat the
oh,
Rams.
Wait a minute. Are the Eagles back in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they are.
And they're facing the Patriots in a rematch?
I said if they whoever wins in New Orleans is going to head to the Super Bowl. Obviously, I was wrong with the, you know, with the refs
okay,
up there.
Hold
but,
on.
Yeah.
Now we're there.
Yep.
And we're in Atlanta. Who wins that game?
Well, you got to do a score one touchdown. Right? You just got to score one touchdown.
We won that, too.
I think so. I think
so
they
Jeffrey
won the Super Bowl.
Cost us a parade.
Which is amazing that everybody's cool with it.
No! I'm not cool with that!
Wow.
I'm not cool
oh
with
God,
that!
John is with you.
I'm with you.
You're and with me.
I went
wow.
a step further on Saturday. I said, and that is why there is really no pressure on Carson Wentz this year. If you can drop a ball in the biggest game of the year, and
great point.
And just be like,
it's
okay,
point.
It's okay, Alshon, no big deal.
Right.
The entire city did that.
Right.
There's no pressure on Carson.
All right,
hold
on. I got it. Steven.
Yes.
You saw him drop the ball.
I did.
Went for an interception.
I did.
John just took us through the rest of it. We win.
That's right. And that's not uncommon. A lot of people feel the same
grudge?
Way.
Should I hold a grudge?
You know what? It's funny because I don't know why nobody's pissed about that.
Thank you.
I can't understand it like that. I went crazy when that happened.
You did.
Like that.
When he's courtside, aren't you going, Carson, get away from him. It might be contagious.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I think that everybody was so overjoyed that they went so far and they did so well, and
yep.
they were counted right. out weeks before that I think they were delirious.
Hey, Steven, how come you can't – you know what I'm thinking of right now since he's in here? How come you can't do a PFF style of grading Valentine's Day gifts?
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
Yeah. I think we should do it. We
yeah.
should rate
I think
them.
What Steven
we
does
should,
is –
we can rate the women and the gifts.
And then match a gift to the
yes,
woman.
Exactly.
I love it. John, we're very proud of what we have at WIP, the Go Birds podcast. Check it out. Now, please get out of here because
yes,
your
sir.
Voice is much better than
I
ours.
I know. It's ridiculous,
I
isn't
don't
it?
Like his voice. Ow. Do you hear him?
He's a professional.
That's what a professional sounds like.
Yeah.
And when we're talking to him, we sound stupid.
Well,
even when we're not talking to him.
I wasn't going to say
he
that.
He actually makes sense, too.
But at right. least we don't sound as stupid as Jonesy did last night.
Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.